Mahler marks the opening of the song mit Humor, with humor. Secondly, the perpetual swimming motion of the piano part, meant to represent the constant movement of the fish. Thirdly, the piano part is an equal partner to the voice, supplying not only the accompaniment, but presenting much of the thematic melodic material as well. Fourth, the ultimate and lasting impression of the song, despite its humor, is one of irony, almost bitterness, at the thoughtless absurdity of everyday life. Mahler, St. Anthony of Padua, preaches to the fishes, from Des Knaben Wunderhorn, 1893. All in all, between 1887 and 1901, Mahler set to music 24 poems from the youth's magic horn. Written originally for voice and piano, Mahler later orchestrated most of the songs, so today we might hear them in either version, voice and piano, or voice and orchestra. It was during the last months of 1887 that Mahler began composing his first songs based on the texts from the youth's magic horn, as well as his Symphony No. 1. Mahler was composing again after a hiatus of 3 years, and he was thrilled. According to Mahler's friend Max Steinitzer, Mahler seemed, and I quote, drunk with the beauty of the world and with that of the sounds within him, unquote. According to Henri-Louis de Lagrange, quote, sometimes when Steinitzer would arrive to take him out to dinner, he could hardly drag Mahler away from his work, and only on condition that they would not meet people whom he knew, in Mahler's words, capable of destroying my exalted creative mood. As before, the universe of his dreams and of his creations made Mahler forget all worldly considerations. Steinitzer had to point out to him obstacles in the street to keep him from walking into pedestrians and lamps, unquote. Mahler completed his first symphony in late May of 1888. Again, we are, or we should be, astounded by both the technical mastery and expressive originality Mahler manages here in his first symphony. Most of us would be happy to call such a work the capstone of a career. There is no other first symphony like it in the repertoire. Like all of Mahler's symphonies, his first is a brilliant combination of program music, that is, storytelling music, romantic expressive Gestalt und Angst und Schmerz, and classical formal clarity and structural integrity. While a detailed investigation of the formal structures of this or any of Mahler's symphonies is clearly far beyond the scope of this biography, suffice it to say that expressively and structurally, Mahler has his strudel and eats it too.